Welcome to the show!
Today's National Pledge of Allegiance Day.
Pledge of Allegiance?
Memorize the Pledge of Allegiance.
You say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Now, let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance!
Pledge Allegiance!
Pledge Allegiance!
Pledge Allegiance!
Now let's all Pledge Allegiance!
Happy National Pledge Allegiance Day.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Showtime, live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. It's Pledge of Allegiance Day, and it's not required in schools anymore. Prayer not in schools anymore. We've lost a lot since you and I were kids. I remember that. Standing up. You stand up out of your desks. You put your hand on your heart. So let's do that. Unless you're driving. And then you can just say the words. But put your hand over your heart. Take your hat off, unless you're a veteran. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For all. From the very beginning, this country has been about unity. And yet, those amongst us still continue to divide. They do wretched things with the flag. Not just burning it, they do other things with it, which is pretty disgusting. But for us who remember doing the pledge and who know what it's about and why we do it, well, we'll get through this. We're bringing our country back. And that ragged old flag looks good to me.
Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Oh, she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
And I put my hand over my heart at any time and pledge my allegiance to that ragged old flag or a brand new one out of the box, hopefully not made in China. It's interesting, though, how people react to even the thought of saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for being here with the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, I know we have a little issue with our poll question, but all of your votes are being recorded, okay? They are being recorded, but you will get a notice back that you've already voted. Don't worry about that. Just ignore that. So let's go over today's poll question. Actually, you know what? I want to play a soundbite for today's poll question. So I'm going to go to yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Heck, great participation. Wow. Which of these issues do you think should have the top priority for the city of Reno when spending the American Rescue Plan funds? All those millions upon millions of dollars that we intend to spend our way out of debt with. Because that's all Biden, Obama, Clinton, Bush. Maybe a little bit of Trump there too. You cannot spend your way out of debt. And the international bankers, the central bank in this country is just printing monopoly money. Because that interest is all we pay for. We are so far in debt, something else is going to have to happen. The least amount of votes generated: modernizing and enhancing state government services. You have a budget. We pay taxes. Get your systems together. The next least amount of votes is a three-way tie. Increasing access, or sorry, least amount was 1%. 3%, it's a three-way tie, increasing access to health care and community-based services. People need to take responsibility for themselves. Strengthening public education. Yeah, we all know what a train wreck that is. Supporting disadvantaged communities. Look at the real reason of why they're disadvantaged. Do the people have respect for themselves? Do they go out and get jobs? Or are they drug-laden communities being run by gangs? The next one garnered 11%, addressing budget shortfalls. The next one from that, 17%, investing in infrastructure. Infrastructure that's already there. Making, you know, hopefully developers pay for new infrastructure, but we've got to fix the sewer systems. We've got to increase capacity, safety. Number one choice, 62% of the vote, strengthening Nevada's workforce, supporting small businesses, and revitalizing the state's economy. Because the state, under the dictatorship of a guy named Sisolak, crushed us. and he is still crushing us. And why are certain counties still not open? Because he's withholding funds if they do. And people wanted those millions of dollars. So now, hopefully, with some checks being cut, if they actually are, will we get back to normal? No. No, we won't. Today's poll question. And I'm sorry to bring this to you. But do you think the American military will reinvade Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda? Our men and women here. Look at our bases that we have here in Nevada. All the people that go there. Do you think the American military will reinvade Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda? Because one politician already let it slip.
This is breaking news.
And a highly anticipated miniseries, Impeachment, about President Clinton's sex scandal with Monica Lewinsky.
Mr. President, do you know a woman named Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, we actually did it.
If I've got the math right,
more than 100,000 positions, repetitive. Mindless.
If this isn't good for my heart, I don't know what is.
Impeachment.
She wanted to bend over backwards.
Ooh, that looks good.
This has been breaking news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Live and local FM Talk, 884-9910. I do want to give you the heads up, though. Make sure that you read the question for the poll at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com appropriately. Do you think the American military will reinvade Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda? Not should. Will they? I think we've already been given the heads up. By who? Lindsey Graham, of all people.
Destroyed the caliphate. Okay, it rose on Obama and Biden's watch, and Trump sent the military in to destroy it. When he left, there were 2,500 U.S. soldiers on the ground with NATO allies. They're no longer there. He killed Soleimani, which I think was a good thing. He rebuilt the military in a fashion where we can be effective all over the globe. The deterioration of the military during the Obama years was real. So here's my point. Whether you like Trump or not, whether you believe it's Trump's fault or Biden's fault, here's where we're at as a world. The Taliban are not reformed. They're not new. They have a view of the world out of sync with modern times. They're going to impose a lifestyle on the Afghan people. That I think is going to make us all sick to our stomach. But most importantly, they're going to give safe haven to Al-Qaeda, who has ambitions to drive us out of the Mideast writ large and attack us because of our way of life. We will be going back into Afghanistan as we went back into Iraq and Syria.
Are you seriously think the United States will once again, in a foreseeable future,
yes,
put troops back into
Afghanistan? We'll have to, because the threat will be so large. Why did we go back to Syria and Iraq? Why do we have 5,000 troops in Iraq today? Because of the caliphate rising, projecting force outside of Iraq, killing Americans, killing the French, attacking the British. So, yes, it will be a cauldron for radical Islamic behavior. You cannot deal with this over the horizon. Here's my solution. Help the resistance in the Panjshir Valley. The Taliban will not be able to govern Afghanistan. They're hated by the Afghan people. What's going to happen over time is you're going to see the resistance rise. ISIS will come after the Taliban large, and the entire country is going to fracture in the next year, creating a perfect storm for Western interests to be attacked. You can do one of two things. You can say, that's no longer my problem. Let it build and get hit, or hit them before they hit.
hit them before they hit us. See? Interesting. They're already working on the plans. That was a conversation with Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, with the BBC presenter Stephen Sacker. Love his reaction. You're telling me? Yeah. They're already working on it. I'm just wondering what false flag is going to be presented to this country, like 9/11, like the downing of the Twin Towers, to get the American people on board to go back once again. It's going to have to be something big. It's going to have to be something that, once again, scares everybody and pushes us back to Afghanistan. And if they're already talking about it, if Graham is already talking about it, seems like got the plan laid out, then they've probably got the false flag already laid out as well. So be prepared for anything. Because as we have learned, not happy about this, I hope you saw it, there's a school that is actually teaching people that it's not about America. It's not about what we've gone through as a country. They are teaching people that 9/11 is about the Muslims. As we roll up on the 20th anniversary, dates are very important to these people. Why do you think Biden put out, delayed our leaving Afghanistan? Wanted to get as close as possible to the 9/11 attacks. Our 20th anniversary. Well, if you go into PJ Media, you can read the story about how Virginia public schools are focusing on teaching kids. When teaching about 9/11, they focus on Muslims as the victims. Yeah. That's what we have here in this country. Speaking of what we have here in this country, we do have some celebrities that are standing up. I wasn't exactly crazy about Rose McGowan when she went after Kavanaugh, but boy, she hit him where it hurts. This is coming out of Gateway Pundit this morning. Hollywood actress puts Hillary Clinton on notice on this Pledge of Allegiance Day. You represent no flag, no country, no soul. You eat hope. You twist minds. I've been in a hotel room with your husband, and here comes the bomb. Wow. I can't wait to hear this. Look at all the people that surrounded and helped Weinstein intimidate, coerce, and just flat out rape women to be stars. And all these other powerful women that say they're for women and protecting women and supporting women, Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, they were just feeding him victims. Maybe it's time we stop silencing Hollywood and we get the truth out there. I'm sure we'd hear a lot more stories coming out if these women actually felt safe. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on that easily remembered 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. So I want to give a big shout out to Joey Gilbert and the entire team who organized the state walkout yesterday. We had some participation here in Northern Nevada. We had a few dozen people show up out at the Believe sign. But in Las Vegas, the first day, the stay home, the walkout, whatever you want to call it, over 800 people. Yeah. Doctors and nurses did their own walkout over at St. Rose Hospital in Henderson against mandatory vaccines. Makes it a little inconvenient when doctors and nurses walk out, doesn't it? This is how we stand together. When people walk out, it shows the corporations, it shows the administrations, we're not going to stand for this. So to everybody who participated yesterday, God bless you. You will be the ones who make the difference for their understanding that keeping us locked down is not going to work, which it's going to be very interesting to see because Jen Psaki and a few other Biden supporters out there like, oh, what's her name? She's in line to take the presidency. Kamala. Yeah. She's saying that Biden has a plan and this pandemic will be over. Really? Because it was her party that, you know, was pretty much behind not having PPE restocked, not having the essentials stocked for the American people. When the Obama administration was in charge with Biden, remember he was vice president, and his health advisor came out and said, oh, the incoming administration will be hit with a surprise pandemic. Yeah, it's not a surprise when you tell people ahead of time. Just saying. Speaking what's going on ahead of time, I find this very interesting and concerning at the same time. And that is, once again, the mental capacity of the man that Democrats put into place and what people used to call the leader of the free world. That's what that position was. Leader of the free world. But we're not so free right now, are we? This is the man who's going to bring unity, is going to bring an end to the pandemic, bring us all financial prosperity.
You know, the looks like a tornado, they don't call them that anymore, that hit the crops and wetlands in the middle of country in Iowa, in Nevada, and I mean it's just across the board. And as I said, we're in this together.
The wetlands and crops in Nevada. Has he ever even been to Nevada? Oh yeah, I guess he has. But you know, when you're listening to people in your ear and you don't really know what you're saying. This is the man who's supposed to protect this country. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Speaking of protecting this country, we are coming up on what's going to be a sacred anniversary. It will be remembered like Pearl Harbor Day is remembered for the rest of our history. September 11th, 9/11. We were tested and we came out. People were donating so much blood because they wanted to do something, just anything, that they couldn't even use it all, couldn't even store it all, had to turn people away. Mills Park in Carson City is a permanent location of the World Trade Center 9/11 Memorial. It gives all of Northern Nevada a place to gather and pay tribute. Lori Bagwell, the mayor of Carson City, and the Board of Supervisors have proclaimed September 11th, 2021, 9/11 Day of Service and Remembrance, and invite everyone to honor the lives lost and those impacted at the 9/11 Memorial Site in Mills Park. It's going to be an amazing day. Because we were put in that, you know, never forget, never forget, never forget. It's kind of hard to forget when people are still looking for the truth. Just saying. The 9/11 Day of Service and Remembrance is going to start at 9 a.m. So please, head on over to Mills Park. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Lynn, thank you for calling 99.1. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for letting me call in. I wanted to, if I can quickly do a little synopsis on Lord of the Rings and its parallel to what's happening today. In the movie, the ring is symbolic of a round table of individuals. Let's think of New World Order when we think of it. There are two prominent women in the movie. One holds a sword, and she, with the sword, remember, is symbolic to the Word of God. It cuts. It's a two-edged sword. And what she does with that sword in the movie. The other is a bride-to-be. Towards the end of the movie, The Great War, there is a summons of Asiatic and demonic people in charge. Folks, this is where we're at. Remember, the tribe of Judah was given 12 stones. The 12 stones represented the birth of those 12 tribes. Every living human being has a birthstone. There is a heaven above, there is a heaven below. As it is above, so it is below. We are told that we are going to be put through the fire, and the dross will be extracted from us. We are told that the head of the serpent's head has been crushed. There is a ring above us in the heaven above. It's Aurora Borealis. The pearl that will be set in the bracelet of the ring will be earth. Earth is what Christ died for. He is the shining cross that will shine in that band. And we are going to be the silver with our stones that hold up that beautiful stone to God. And it will sit at the right hand of God. Don't be fearful of what is going on in this world. Don't be fearful. Get to know your God now while you still have time. I love you, Monica.
Love you too, Lynn. Thank you for calling. God bless. You know, it's up to each person to understand where we are at this time. People will turn to religion. People will turn introspective. People will turn to the military. People will turn to government. I hope you make the right choice. But whatever you do, in September, being National Preparedness Month, just be prepared. Being prepared helps you face anything. Whether it be prepared with scripture, reading your Bible, being prepared with extra food on hand, medical supplies, being prepared by knowing your neighbors and having your own tribe set in place of the people, your neighbors, your friends, your family, of who you can rely on. We are in extraordinary times. Extraordinary times. And people kept asking, when are we going to hear from Maricopa? When are we going to hear from Arizona? When are we going to win it? Did I miss it? No. You didn't miss it. It just came out. And I'll give you the numbers when we come back.
When stars and stripes and eagles fly, where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
And for reference, that eagle is the American bald eagle. Just, you know, throwing that out there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. And the report is out, literally released within this last hour. If you want to log on to gatewaypundit.com, you can, thegatewaypundit.com, you can see some of the report for yourself. But this is why I've been saying, watch Maricopa County. Watch Maricopa. They're the ones that are going to be bringing it because they did it the right way. It was literally the gold standard. It was the perfect audit. Controlled, hand-counted, no Dominion machines. Then people hit the streets. They were waiting for the canvassing. The canvassing results are in. And here we go. In Maricopa County, Arizona. Let me explain what a couple of things are, though. Lost votes. When we talk about lost votes, those are votes where people voted but their votes were discarded. Oh, this person voted for Trump. Can't read it. Throw it away. Ghost votes. Ghost votes are those votes cast by someone other than the voter assigned to the vote. Oh, somebody's ballot showed up at your house and, just fill this out. Send it in. Dead voters. Dead voters accounted for a significant number of these anomalies. You know, actually, I have a friend that found out his parents voted for Biden. He refuses to visit their gravesite now. Just, he's not going to stand for it. Okay, bad joke. Election Day 2020 Grassroots Canvas Reports. How many lost votes? 173,104. Ghost votes? 96,389. This is coming from the executive summary of the election results who is going to initiate the uncertification of the Maricopa County votes. This is huge, people. This is huge. This is why the push for everybody, Canvas 50, every state needs to be audited. Contact your representatives. Tell them to get on board and make it happen. It's the only way anybody's going to know. And that's a future poll question, too. Should we just start auditing the votes? Hand count the votes. Nobody trusts the Dominion machines. Well, there are a few out there. The Democrats pretty much trust the Dominion machines. So what do we do? What do we do for the next election? We have a primary coming up in just months. Months. Filing day is in March. Time is flying by. And the primary is in June. And people say, Monica, how are you going to win anything if we're using Dominion machines? Well, that's where, because of Sisolak and his rule changes, his voting changes, we can't change how we vote until Republicans win the Senate and the House. And we make things right. We change things. We put them back to voter integrity. So we have ballot harvesting, which is perfectly legal here in this state. So what do? We ballot harvest. We go out and we start hitting the places that the Democrats hit. We start picking up the ballots for neighbors who can't get to any place. It's legal, so why not do it? But here's the other thing. I would urge you to prepare now. We need people to not only be poll watchers, we need people to sign up to be poll workers, the ones who are actually managing the polls, not sitting 10, 20 feet away because of a made-up virus to steal an election. A man-made virus, a biological weapon unleashed on this country. And you vote by ballot. Do not, if you have any bit of sanity in you at all, do not use the voting machine. Do not use the electronic voter. It's up to us to do what's right if we're going to take our elections back. The Monica Jay Show. We'll be back.